Welcome to the Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Can Innovation Improve Retention and Persistence? Let's dive in. Every year, millions of students mentally check out or physically drop out because school feels irrelevant to their lives. But here's what I've discovered. When we teach through innovation, making learning hands-on, connected, and personally meaningful, students don't just stay engaged, they develop a sense of belonging and see direct relevance to their future. Traditional teaching positions students as passive recipients of information, but innovation pedagogy transforms them into co-creators of their learning through design thinking, inquiry projects, and creative problem solving. When students build, create, and investigate, they develop ownership over their education rather than feeling like empty vessels waiting to be filled. Vincent Tinto's groundbreaking retention research proves students stay when they feel academically and socially integrated. Constructivist learning theory demonstrates that students persist when they actively build knowledge rather than memorize it. Innovation-based learning creates both academic engagement through hands-on projects and social connection through collaborative problem solving. Here's a strategy I call the Personal Innovation Challenge. Start any lesson by asking, what's one problem in your life, family, or community that connects to today's topic? Have students design solutions using course content as their toolkit. End with peer sharing. Students present how academic concepts solve real problems they care about. Let me share a powerful example. Ms. Rodriguez's struggling chemistry students were failing and considering dropping out. She redesigned the curriculum around community water quality testing. Students collected samples, ran lab analyses, and presented findings to city council. The results were remarkable. 94% course completion rate, up from 67%. Students reported feeling like real scientists, and several pursued STEM majors. Same rigorous content, but now connected to students' lives and community impact. This week, identify your most disengaged students and ask them, what's something you care about outside school? Find one way to connect that interest to your upcoming lesson through a hands-on project, investigation, or creative challenge. Watch how engagement shifts when students see their passions reflected in academic work. Innovation isn't just a teaching method, it's preparing students for a lifetime of curiosity, adaptation, and problem solving. When we teach through innovation, we're not just improving retention rates, we're developing humans who see themselves as capable of creating positive change in any field they enter. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. Want practical tools to bring innovation into your teaching? The companion workbook to Teaching Innovation in the Classroom will be packed with lesson plans and activities. Stay tuned at theinnovationteacher.com for the release this spring.